Hold on to your curry. They are canceling it. It all started with a video from a Californian food blogger named Chahiti Bansal that was shared by BuzzFeed Tasty. She shared quick, easy recipes for dal, a little stir fry with watermelon rind her mother makes, and then she decided to cancel the word curry.
Okay, not in all cultures, but specifically in Indian cuisine, because I don't understand what that word means. Like, there's a saying that the food in India changes every 100 kilometers, and yet we're still using this umbrella term popularized by white people who couldn't be bothered to learn the actual names of our dishes.
Dishes like Rogan Josh, Korma, Kalia, Avial, or a Vindaloo. And that's unleashed a storm in an Instapot, especially in England with all its curry houses. Newscaster Simon McCoy.
I am angry about it.
You know, that's because he is angry.
We've all grown up with curries. Indians go to curry houses. They open curry houses. There's nothing wrong with that word.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It's a bit funny to see white English men and women in such an uproar about the right to their curry. But Bansal is right in a way. Curry is a lazy term for a variety of dishes from South Asia. I mean, even the Merriam-Webster definition sounds lazy.
Curry, a food, dish, or sauce in Indian cuisine, seasoned with a mixture of pungent spices. Also, a food or dish seasoned with curry powder.
I mean, I'd never seen a box of curry powder in my mother's kitchen. The first time I had a Japanese curry, it tasted like nothing I'd ever had in India. And though we had a curry plant in the garden, just putting a curry leaf in something doesn't make it a curry. Some say the origin of the word curry is from a Tamil word which meant sauce or relish for rice, which has somehow become the umbrella term for pretty much any dish in India with a bit of gravy and spices. But one curry can taste nothing like another, like Chef Sneha Nair teaching us how to make a pandi curry from the hilly Kurg region of India.
You could never go to Kurg and not eat pandi curry. I mean, if you're in those coffee plantations, this is what you should be eating.
And the channel she's on, it's called Get Curried. And pandi curry, with its dark color and distinctive vinegar from that region, tastes nothing like, say, a Bengali fish curry with mustard oil, which tastes nothing like a Sri Lankan cashew nut curry, creamy with coconut milk. No wonder the famous chef Raghavan Iyer had a book called 660 Curries. Iyer unpacked curries on the splendid table.
So it's not a flavoring or a powder?
No, curry is never added, it just is. Curry is not a flavor, it's an entity.
Okay, so it's a sauce, and it could have any spice in it.
Or no spice at all.
Uh-huh.
That sounds more like an exercise in philosophy than in cooking. But it also shows how hard it is to cancel curry. The power of colonization means curry has survived the British, and it's spread to other parts of the world. You can get a Nyonya curry in Singapore, or the Nasi Kandar rice and curry meals in Malaysia. And it's become an easy term on menus in India for Indians. If I look at my local food delivery app in Kolkata, I can see curry everywhere. So good luck cancelling it, because Indians also like a catch-all word that absorbs any and all flavors. This might be a lazy umbrella term, but this is not exactly some slave owner's statue that needs to fall. And there's one other problem. When I first moved to San Francisco, a gay friend educated me on all the terms for racial preferences. Hispanic lovers were salsa queens and Asian lovers were rice queens. What about South Asian lovers, I said. Curry queens, he replied. If we cancelled curry, what would happen to them? Gravy-based dish with braised onions and tomatoes and spiced with turmeric, cumin and coriander queens is just not going to cut it.
Chicken biryani, lampasanda, make it Rogan, canatizer, cook it hot, 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 coconut, not, not, not. Two cayman arms, cheesy chips, some of those nice spicy dips, vindaloo, cider
rice, make it prawn, extra spice. Life at home or life away, Curry Mile or East Bombay, face to face or telephone.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Fancy it's all.